So how the hell have you all been? It's 0171224230 in case you've forgotten. I love these leaving shows. How many leaving shows have we done, Al?
Well, I at the last count it was two, so now it'll be three.
No. I've done at least two here.
Oh, you and me have done two.
But I've done. This will be my third leaving show at GLR. That was a terrible thing. Do you remember the last time? The first time we did a leaving show at GLR. And I had to come back 2 weeks later and do another one.
Yes.
I'd done the math wrong, as you heard me say. I got my math wrong. And we did a wonderfully emotional... We did! A really big emotional...
That's the best everyone.
It was a great leaving show. And then when we came out, he said, what's that all about? And I can't remember who was producing it. And I said, what? And I said, well, it was great, but... You know there's another one to do. And I said, I had absolutely no idea. And I was in buckets. I was in floods there. And I was leaving the studio. And I said, there's one more to do. And then we left Radio 1.
Hang on. You missed out Radio 5.
Radio 5 first.
We left Radio 5. That was a great one.
Didn't we have Squeeze In?
We had Squeeze In, yeah. And that was a great leaving show.
We had some very... Wasn't it good?
Radio 1. I always play the same
very
thing.
Very sexy again. Music.
I'm going to play it again.
Incredibly.
I'll play it again. Yeah. And then we left. We didn't leave. Well, it wasn't a leaving show at Radio 1, was it? We were unaware it was the leaving show. No, actually, it was a leaving show, but we were assisted by a collar and a seat of our pants by a doorman. That was all right. So that was the Radio 1 show. Where did we go from there? I left Radio 5. That was the show I was unaware it was a leaving show. That was Radio 5 again. And then here, and then we're leaving today. Because we haven't been around for like 8 weeks. Which was 5 weeks holiday, which was okay, and then I really, really, really got used to having Sundays off. And the old Suzanne, who now runs this, I rang up, really dipping my toe in the water. I rang up just to see if I could push the envelope for once. I don't think I'm going to go in on this Sunday. I just don't fancy it anymore. You know, with all due disrespect to the listeners. I don't think I can go in anymore. And so I rang up. I said, listen, you know, I do baby last weekend and got the dates all wrong, and the baby's just in. She went, take as long as you want. So I said, I thought I was going to say 2 weeks. She went, so what, about 3 weeks? I said, oh yeah, about 3 weeks, that'll do. And then events have overtaken us, and it looks like I was in, and then because I owed her that favour, you know, that favour. Anyway, so I said, well, we're coming, we'll do an emotional leaving show next Sunday, so this is it. I trust Sean will get the gig if he wants it. But I know a couple of years' time, I dare say we'll be back here on a Sunday morning.
Probably.
These things go in cycles.
It's not goodbye, you're saying it's au revoir.
No, I'm saying goodbye. No, I'm saying goodbye this morning because that's that. Oh, I see what you mean in terms of that.
See you again.
Yeah, but every time I say that, that won't happen. Before, I never thought I was coming back to GLR. I never thought, you know, these kind of. I mean, you wouldn't. But not for the. Once, how are you going to keep you down? Oh, well, I can't talk about the other thing.
No, go on.
I can't.
You can't.
No, they've got their own little breakfast show going here. You know, I don't know what they do here. They'll give you the New York Index and all of that.
When has that ever stopped you from talking about anything?
I simply can't, because the only reason, and I'd like to say this is about the world's greatest station, because that's why people keep coming back from the wooden studios at Marylebone High Street here. I'd like to say it's about that, but it isn't. I believe the people who I may be taking over from are unaware I'm taking over from them. That's the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, this may be a wake up call. This may be a wake up call to the little team who are doing a little show over there at the moment. So, but there it is. If you've got the UK Press Gazette out there, and I know you have, you might. It's on the front page of that anyway. But anyway, for today and for GLR, this is no reflection on a station that pays no money to people.
Didn't have any bearing on the decision, did it?
No.
That's fair.
In the 2.5 years since we've been back on Sunday mornings, I want absolutely honest answer. This is no. How much money has GLR paid you in the 2.5 years of Sundays we've been meeting here?
Not a sou.
Nothing.
Nothing. And not even.
Laurie, how much money have you earned from GLR in the 2.5 years we've been meeting on Sunday morning?
Not one shiny penny.
There you go. This is the end of big time. I mean, I'd like to say I'm streets ahead of that, and you can say how much. But as you know, this, you know, sincerely.
Oh yeah.
With the agent and with the tax I'll pay, forget it. This is a free show, and I don't want to break your hearts out there.
It's done for love.
It is, and always will be, because this is the only radio station. You've seen Chris on the television the other day, and he broke down in tears when he talked about GLR. But, you know, yes, they exploit us, but nevertheless, we are allowed to play and say whatever you want, and there isn't any other stations like that. But, there may be one. if the negotiations go right, there's one that'll let me do and say if not one, but you won't get many silly damn records.